I worked at a gas station for a couple years in my mid-30s. I've always had jobs that barely let me scrape by, so working at a gas station wasn't much better or worse than many of my other previous employments. If you've ever worked at or been to a gas station at night, then you know that there's always only one employee. Maybe larger gas stations have multiple, but with my experience, it was always only one person. There was never anything to do, so you really only needed a single person, but it definitely made it eerie sometimes while being there alone. I'd stand and look out the window by the counter, seeing only the dim lights by the pumps, with a field of darkness behind them. The location of the station I worked at was on the edge of town, a few minutes from any other buildings. We'd get a lot of traffic from truck drivers and cars that would travel between the cities, which was very common for work in the area. When this happened to me though, it was the beginning of spring and had been raining quite a lot. What's great about when it rains is that most people choose to pay with a card instead of cash, meaning far less people would actually enter the store. It was raining heavily this night, and very few cars were even coming up to fill their tanks. I guess we weren't busy in the daytime either, because all the shelves were fully stocked, leaving me with absolutely nothing to do but sit there and wait for the clock to run down. Past midnight, I was seeing maybe one or two cars pull up every hour. One man actually came in to pick up a pack of smokes, but that was it. After that, I was fighting hard to stay awake. It wasn't even that I was tired, I was just extremely bored. But then a car rolled into the station, followed by another, and then another. What are the odds, right? I started paying attention, watching through the side window. None of the people got out, they all just stayed in their cars right next to the pumps, keeping their cars running. After a few minutes, I thought I might actually have to go out there and tell them that it's dangerous to leave their cars on next to the pumps, but then a few doors opened and a few people got out. 5 people total exited the cars. They were all men and were wearing thick winter-type jackets. Leaving their cars on still, they began walking up to the door. All of the men made eye contact with me as they entered while I stood at the counter. I'm not gonna try to make myself sound brave or anything, because I was shitting bricks at this point. Just the fact that they left their cars on was a clear enough sign of what was about to happen. One of the men came up to the counter, while the other 4 scattered around the store.
"How's your night going, bud?"
The man spoke with confidence. I looked around his shoulders, seeing the other men grabbing handfuls of product and shoving them into their backpacks. The confidence they had in what they were doing, not even yelling commands at me or holding me at gunpoint, made me absolutely terrified, probably more so than if I actually was held at gunpoint. They knew I couldn't do anything, so they didn't even bother to go through the effort of dealing with me. Everything going through my head, I never even answered the man.
"We'll be gone in a couple minutes. Everything will be fine,"
the guy said. One of the other men came up and jumped over the counter.
"Open it."
I did as he said, letting him take the cash from the register. Being at night though, there was barely anything in there. The guy held up a few dollar bills, showing the man on the other side of the counter.
"Where's the rest?" "We don't have any more. My boss makes sure it's mostly empty before we switch shifts."
Of course, the man did not look satisfied with that answer. He stared at me for what felt like an entire minute, but then he smiled.
"Have a good night, bud."
He motioned to the others and they walked back to their cars and drove off. Without hesitation, I called the police. I was almost 100% sure that they were about to hit a nearby gas station in an effort to grab more cash. I alerted them of my concerns, and they sent multiple officers to that location, as well as an officer to mine. It turned out I was right. They did go to the neighboring gas station, but the officers arrived too late. The worker there had been robbed clean and had some mild injuries, but from what I heard, he was mostly okay. It's been years since this happened, and thankfully I never saw them again, though I'm unsure if they ever got caught and arrested. I feel really guilty for some reason about that other gas station worker that got hurt, mostly because I didn't get physically harmed in any way. I don't know the full story of what went down at their station, but I feel lucky that it didn't go that way for me. Maybe the worker tried to fight back, or maybe he didn't, I don't know. But sometimes, I think it's just best that you accept you're in a bad situation, and that there's nothing you can do.
For reference, I'm a 23-year-old female. The story took place when I was 17 years old, and home alone, when my parents took a trip out of the US to Toronto, Ontario. We lived there for 3 years for my father's job when I was a child, so they were visiting old friends that they had made when we lived there. My older brother was out of state in college at the time, so I was alone for the week. It was a Friday night, and one of my good guy friends was supposed to spend the night with me so that I wasn't alone for the weekend. Something came up and he had to return home for the night, leaving me home alone. I wasn't worried or nervous at all because I'd been staying home alone since I was 12 years old, and as I got older, I'd spent several nights alone. My friend ended up leaving at around 10 that night. I texted my mom letting her know that he had to leave and that I'd be alone for the night now. She told me it was fine but to just be careful and make sure the alarm was on. So I got ready for bed and I decided to sleep in my parents' bedroom, because they had a huge TV in their room with cable access, which I didn't have in my room. I turned the house alarm on, got in bed, and started looking for a movie on cable to watch. My dog was lying on the bed with me, so I knew she couldn't have done anything to cause what happened next. About an hour had passed, and I was flipping through the channels when my house alarm suddenly went off. I immediately looked at the alarm unit by the bedroom door and saw the red light was flashing on and off. I froze. It was a very loud and repetitive beeping sound. I think it took me about 15 seconds just to process what was happening. Did the alarm just go off by itself? I thought. There's no way a door opened. Immediately, I started thinking of anyone and everyone I knew that could have possibly opened one of the doors to my house with a key. You know, since all of the doors were locked. I knew my brother wasn't coming home for the weekend. I knew it wasn't my friend who had recently left because I just received a text saying he was home. I went through all of my friends that I could think of, and every single one of them was either out of town or busy. I knew none of my neighbors would have opened any of the doors either. I went through all of this in my head in that 15 seconds that I was frozen on the bed. Finally, I snapped out of it and I ran to my parents' bedroom door, closed it, and then locked it. I refrained from turning the alarm off because I knew that it automatically calls the police once it hits 1 minute of going off, and I was also thinking the loud alarm would scare away whoever just broke into my house. After I locked the door, I went to my mom's night table and took out a revolver that she kept in there, just in case of emergencies like this one. Now, I'm only about 5'4", and I knew that if anyone came through that door had the intention of hurting me, they would have easily succeeded. I wasn't taking any chances. I took out the gun, made sure it was loaded, and took the safety off. I held the gun up, and I pointed it at the door, but kept my finger off the trigger, as you're supposed to do until you know for a fact you're going to shoot. I couldn't believe that I was holding a gun and pointing it at something, and possibly someone, with the intention to shoot if they proved to be dangerous. I sat there mentally preparing myself to shoot whoever managed to get through the door. This is something I never thought I'd have to do. I remained calm and I didn't let my emotions or fear get the better of me. I knew I needed to stay quiet and keep my head clear in case something actually happened. I was kneeling on the floor in this position for what felt like forever, but I'm sure only about 2 minutes truly passed. The alarm was still going off, and I decided that I would call 911 just in case the alarm system malfunctioned and didn't call the police. I dialed 911, explained to them everything that was going on, and they sent two police officers my way. The dispatcher stayed on the phone with me until the cops got there. They checked the exterior perimeter of my house before knocking on the front door. I turned off the alarm and then put the gun away. I opened the front door and talked to the officers. They told me they found no sign of a break-in on the outside of the house. They asked me a few questions about what happened, and I explained everything to them. They again asked me if I wanted to do a sweep of the interior of the house just to see if anyone had broken in and possibly hid somewhere. Looking back, I cannot believe how stupid my answer was. No, I think it's okay now. The cops assured me they would remain in the area, and they told me not to hesitate to call back if anything else happened. I walked them out, locked the door behind them, and went back into my parents' room. I made sure my dog wasn't spooked at anything that happened, being that she's a 20-pound Cocker Spaniel, and not exactly the guard dog type. I then proceeded to finally call my parents and then tell them what happened. My mom has always been an extremely calm person, so she didn't panic. And I guess I have to thank her for my calm attitude during all of this, because I'm a lot like her in that sense. My dad, however, was very clearly worried about me, being that I was his young daughter home alone. They asked me if I was okay and if I wanted them to come home early. I told them that wasn't necessary, and I'm sure nothing like that would happen again since the alarm probably scared them off. I hung up the phone with my parents, and I realized that I hadn't turned the alarm back on. So I went to the alarm system, entered the code, and pushed set. Nothing happened. It wasn't turning back on. I was confused at first, but then I realized the alarm doesn't turn on unless every door in the house is completely shut. My heart dropped. Shit! I muttered out loud. I had the realization that I had to now go around the house and look for what door had been opened and set the alarm off in the first place. This is when I truly realized how stupid I was to tell the police officers no when they asked if I wanted them to search the interior of the house. I went back in my mom's night table and picked up the gun, again, mentally preparing for the worst. I then went to every door on the ground level of my house, holding the gun in both of my hands. I finally made it to the hallway where the door entering our garage was. And it was there that I saw the door to the garage had been left wide open. Chills went through my body at the thought that someone had actually tried to break in, and they succeeded. Now, we had two ground level windows in our garage, so someone coming through there to get into the house was not far-fetched. I turned the light on in the garage and held the gun in front of me. I looked at the two windows in the garage, and there didn't seem to be any sign that they were opened. I immediately shut the door to the garage, locked it, and tried turning the alarm on again. It worked this time. After this, I went through the entirety of the house with the gun in hand to check if anyone had hidden anywhere. I prayed the entire time that I wouldn't find anyone, and that I really wouldn't have to use that gun. And to my relief, I found nothing and no one. I slept with my parents' bedroom door locked that night, and with the revolver under my pillow for the rest of the week. When my parents returned home from the trip, my father inspected the windows in the garage to see if they had been forced open or anything like that. As I figured, there was no evidence of a forced entry. My parents concluded that the door to the garage must have not been shut all the way, and a gust of wind came from outside through the garage, and then swung the door to the house open, causing the alarm to go off. We never figured out what actually happened that night. Since then, I have had one more experience with a possible break-in when I was in college and I came home for the weekend. That story wasn't as scary, but I was alone again, and my parents were doing the same thing during the first time, visiting friends in Canada. I'm now 23 years old. 6 years have passed since that night, and whatever it was, whatever truly happened, well, it continues to be the scariest night of my life. I can't even bring myself to imagine what would have happened if we didn't have that alarm system, and if I didn't have my mom's gun to feel safer. Although nothing bad ended up actually happening, I advise everyone hearing this story to always make sure your home has an alarm, and to always, always keep a gun in the home to protect yourself. My name is Angelo, and I'm 16. Around 3 months ago, my parents left me alone due to them heading to a wedding. I live with my family and dogs, Coco, Marshall, Sky, and Rubble. Marshall and Sky are pit bulls, so I had nothing to fear if someone broke in. A couple of hours after my parents left, I let Marshall and Sky outside to do their business. I heard barking outside, and I went to check on them, when I saw a woman who was around 5'5" and in her late 30s standing on the other side of the fence looking at my dogs. "You have such beautiful dogs. Can I pet them?" the woman said to me. I was about 3 feet away from the fence, but I could smell cigarettes coming off her clothes. "Sorry, they don't really like being pet, but thanks for the compliment," I said to the woman while hurrying my dogs inside. She then gave me this glare, a glare that still haunts me to this day. When my dogs were inside, I made sure the doors were locked, and I checked that the woman was gone. When I didn't see her, I rushed all of my dogs to a room that was the farthest away from the backyard door. I texted my mom that there was a strange woman outside trying to pet our dogs. Now, I forgot to mention, but there's apartments right next to our neighborhood, and we had a fair share of people stopping and looking at our dogs. But something about this woman made me and my dogs feel really unnerved. My mom said that they wouldn't be heading home anytime soon, but to be safe. A few minutes later, I had heard the doorbell, and all of the dogs went crazy. My bedroom is fairly large, but all of the dogs moving around was crazy. I decided not to bother to see who was outside and to just stay with the dogs. Me and the dogs were watching a movie, but I then heard clicks in my window. I paused the movie, and I was starting to freak out internally, wondering if it was that same lady trying to break in. And then I heard a loud crash. I mustered up the courage to look out the window. I pulled back the curtains, and what I saw was shocking. I saw that same woman breaking into my neighbor's house. I quickly closed the curtains and called 911 on the phone. I stayed quiet as to not alert the woman. The operator said that the police would get there in about 2 minutes, but I then heard a shriek coming from my neighbor's house. I looked out my window, and I saw my neighbor attacking the woman, who was then screaming at the top of her lungs. I was still on the phone, and I had told the operator that my neighbor was now fighting against the woman. By now, the police got there, and they had to taser the woman for how violent she was. She was spouting swears that would make a sailor blush, and she was moving uncontrollably. The police took a knife and what looked to be a gun away from the lady. She started to say that she was going to kill me and my dogs and burn my house down. I think she was high and thought that my neighbor's house was mine due to how similar the houses looked. I was stunned, looking out my window, while the thought of what that woman would do to me and my dogs if she got me. I then started to cry, holding my dogs close to me. I didn't know what to do, so I kind of just sat there until I fell asleep. I had heard my parents opening my door, saying they were home. I didn't know what to say, but I then told them to talk to the neighbors next to us. Days went by, and now they insist that I can't stay home alone anymore. I can't get the image of her glare out of my head, and I now sleep with both of my pit bulls just to feel safe. I know I'll be safe now, but knowing what that woman was capable of doing just scares me. If that woman didn't break into my neighbor's house and broke into mine instead, I just know me and my dogs would be dead. Stay safe out there.